Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Trautman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Anybody remember immigration reform? For years, many people have urged the United States to enact a reform of its immigration system, but nothing ever seems to make it into law, at least not yet. Now, while the U.S. Senate passed a bill in June of this year with 68 votes, that bill has not been voted on in the U.S. House. President Obama wants a bill. Leaders from law enforcement, business, and organized religion want one. Democrats want one, but House Republicans, well, that's another story. Here is what some of the Senate bill does. Provides a path towards citizenship. More Border Patrol agents along the U.S. southern border. Puts in a system where the nation's seaports and airports would track people leaving them. Allow more visas for high-skilled workers, and make sure workers are legal through the implementation of E-Verify for all employers. Now, many House Republicans want to go at immigration reform through a piecemeal approach, but because a topic is so controversial to many, that may in reality mean nothing gets done. And these passwords by some don't help the environment. Here's Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks in 2011. As your congressman on the House floor, I will do anything short of shooting them. Anything that is lawful, it needs to be done because illegal aliens need to quit taking jobs from American citizens. And in 2011, Kansas State Representative Virgil Peck joked about taking care of illegal immigration by shooting from helicopters. Joked. And we can't forget Iowa Congressman Steve King, who earlier this year linked the function of drug mules to children of immigrants. 27 years ago today, President Ronald Reagan signed a comprehensive immigration reform bill. While it was not perfect, it was reform. Here is part of the signing statement of President Reagan. Distance has not discouraged illegal immigration to the United States from all around the globe. The problem of illegal immigration should not, therefore, be seen as a problem between the United States and its neighbors. Our objective is only to establish a reasonable, fair, orderly, and secure system of immigration into this country and not to discriminate in any way against particular nations or people. Future generations of Americans will be thankful for our efforts to humanely regain control of our borders and thereby preserve the value of one of the most sacred possessions of our people, American citizenship. Well put. House Republicans should remember that Ronald Reagan governed. His legacy is practical as well as philosophical. Unfortunately, it seems that some Republicans are in the middle of an ideological wet dream that they are yet to wake up from. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out my latest book, The Underdog in American Politics. That's now an audiobook. Check out my website, carltrautman.com, for how to get it. This is Carl Trautman, and you're in Room 33.